So let's review. Our daf began by presenting a machlekes regarding what is said in the long bracha right before the conclusion of the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, "Me'echa sima samach lechasimase." The words right before the end of the bracha must be similar to the conclusion of the bracha. In Pumbedisi they said, "Me'in psichasay samach lechasimase." The words right before the end of the bracha must be similar to the opening of the bracha. The Gemara explains, "Ikki benayu yom tov shechalias achar Shabbos." The practical difference between these two opinions is when Yom Tov falls on Matzah Shabbos, where the beginning of Havdalah is the same as on every Matzah Shabbos, but Chasminan ben Kodesh leKodesh, we end with Baruch Ata Hashem Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, at the end of the bracha, one needs to say ben Kedusha Shabbos leKedusha Yom Tov Havdalta, so that the end is Me'in Chasima, similar to the conclusion of the bracha. According to Pabadisa, one does not need to add Ben Kedusha Shabbos or Kedusha Yom Tov Delta, and can end with the regular Ben Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheshi Yemei Amasa, which is Me'ein Psichasei. The Gemara then quotes Reb Elazar Amr Bishua, who said, "Hapeiches lo yifches mishalish, v'hamaisev lo yisev al sheva." One should not say less than 3 avdalas and no more than 7 avdalas. The Gemara asks from a b'raisa, "Oimer havdalas b'matzah Shabbos, u'b'matzah Yom Tovim, u'b'matzah Shabbos l'Yom Tov, u'b'matzah Yom Tov l'chol Hashamayid." Avalei b'matzah Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Havdalah said whenever Shabbos or Yom Tov depart, and is followed by a day of lesser Kedusha, but not when followed by a day of greater Kedusha, such as when Yom Tov is followed by Shabbos. The Braisa concludes, "Haragel oimer haber." One who is comfortable says many Havdalahs, v'she'en haragel oimer achas, and one who is not comfortable says one Havdalah. We see that a person can say even one Havdalah. The Gemara answers Tanoihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim. Some hold that the minimum havdalah is 1, and some hold it is 3. And the Gemara concludes, "Less hilchas kavasei." The halacha does not follow the opinion that one may say one havdalah. The Gemara continues with the teaching of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. "Hamavdil tzorch shiyem me'ein havdalis hu amuris b'Torah." The havdalis must be based on havdalis that are found in the Torah. The Gemara asks from a b'raisa which lists the orders of the other havdalis. Omer, one says, "Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chayil, Ben Ur L'Chaychich, Ben Yisroel La'amim, Ben Yemeshvi L'Sheshz Mi'Hamasa, Ben Tamil L'Tahar, Ben Hayam L'Cherava, Ben Mayim Al Yoinim L'Mayim Tachtoinim, Ben Kehanim L'Levim Yisraelim," and we don't find Havdalah written in the Torah regarding the Yam and Cherava. The Gemara answers, "Sami Mikan Ben Yam L'Cherava," indeed we must remove it from the Braisa. The Gemara then asks that if so, there are only 6 Havdalahs, since we learned in the previous daf that Ben Yoyim HaShvi L'Shesh Mi'Amasa is not counted because it's said only to be Me'ein Chasima. The Gemara answers, "Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, Tre Milaninu." Kehanim Levim Yisraelim are really 2 Havdalas, between Kehanim and Levim, and between Levim and Yisraelim. The Gemara then presents a machlekes regarding the conclusion of the Bracha of Havdalah. The Tanakhama says, it's Soyde Bereshis. Achim say Yitzhak Bereshis. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says Mikadosh Yisrael, and this is also the opinion of Rav. Shmuel says Hamavd ben Kodesh L'Chayil, and the Rashbam explains that we follow the opinion of Shmuel. The Gemara then presented a story of how Ula said Havdalah. The entire Havdalah of Ula consisted of Baruch Ata Hashem Hamavd ben Kodesh L'Chayil. The Gemara questioned this from a Braisa that teaches the dinim of how to say a bracha. Before presenting the Braisa, we'll first explain the rules of saying brachas. If the bracha is short, or even if it's long, but does not leave the main point of the bracha, it only opens with Baruch and does not end with Baruch. This is the reason the bracha on the mitzvah or on food only opens with Baruch. This is also the reason that the last bracha of Birchas Hamazon, that of a Teva Meitiv, does not end with Baruch, because the entire bracha is of one point. However, if a bracha is long and mentions other points, it opens with Baruch, and also closes with Baruch to get back to its main point. This is the reason that the bracha of Yetzer and the first bracha of Hazon Sakel open and close with Baruch. However, if a long bracha comes in continuation of a previous bracha, then it does not open with Baruch. For this reason, the second bracha of Berachas Kriyas Shema, that of Ahava Rabba, and the second and third bracha in benching, Noidilcha and Rachimna, do not open with Baruch. One exception to this is the fourth bracha of benching, Hatov HaMeitiv. It opens with Baruch, even though it comes after the first three brachas of Berachas Hamazon, because it's different in that the first three are min HaTorah, and the fourth is min Rabbanan. Therefore, the Braisa says as follows, Kol habrachas kulan pesach bebarach, v'chaysim hen bebarach. All brachas open with Baruch Atah Hashem and end with Baruch Atah Hashem. Chutz mi birchas mitzvahs u birchas haperes. Except for the brachas we say on the mitzvah and on food, u bracha asmucha lechaverta, u bracha achreina shebekriyishma. And the bracha that comes after the previous bracha, and the bracha of Emes V'yatzim that said right after Krishma, which is also a bracha hasmuch lechaverta, because it's considered a continuation of a Beiches Am Yisrael Bahava, which was said right before Krishma. Sheyesh mehen pesach bebarach ve'en chayisim bebarach. Some of them, Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaPeres, open with barach, but do not close with barach, because they're short. Ve'yesh mehen shechayisim bebarach ve'en pesach bebarach. And some of them, a bracha that comes after a previous bracha, and the bracha that's said after Krishma, close with Baruch, but don't open with Baruch. V'hatoy v'hameitiv, pesach b'baruch, v'ein l'chaysim b'baruch. The last bracha in Berachas HaMazon opens with Baruch, but does not close with Baruch. The Gemara concludes, kasha l'ula. There's a question on Ula who opened Avdala with Baruch, but did not close with Baruch. The Gemara answers, amalcha Ula, hanami k'berachas HaMitzvah damia. Ula will tell you that Havdalah is also similar to Berachas HaMitzvahs, since they are both a form of Haidah, thanking Hashem, without anything else added to it. Only when something that is not directly related to the bracha is inserted in the bracha, is it necessary to close with the Baruch to repeat the main point of the bracha. Here, however, since the whole bracha is only about Havdalah, there's no need to close with another Baruch.